Welcome back to Stories to Dismember. You're hanging out with your host, Aaron, and our two co-hosts, Ariel and Azro. Hey, hey.
Hello.
Top of the morning to you.
Laddie.
Even though I have slight Irish descent, I cannot do an Irish accent to save my life.
But you're going to do one, right?
No.
Come on. A
little sample.
No. Maybe next time.
You don't want to piss off a bunch of Irish people?
They take away my name. All right. Well,
they're like, in the month of March. Come on, Aaron. Have some respect.
Yeah, we're green. It's like it's like May. We're all, you know, celebrating Cinco de Mayo in May, so we all celebrate St. Patrick's Day in March.
I think I'm going to dress up as old Greg for St. Patrick's Day. That's green enough, right?
Yeah. All right. And if you're wondering what we were talking about, I guess you didn't listen to last week's podcast, because we did tell you we are doing the movie Leprechaun from 1993.
93. Not one.
Is that a consensus?
Definitely
now?
Not 1991. Yes. Definitely not the year I was not born.
Right. And this movie is starring Warwick Davis, who was Willow McCreck, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
And Jennifer Aniston, believe it or not.
And wait, hold on. And also Harry Potter, okay?
Oh, really?
Ah, yes.
Okay. I've never seen those movies.
He played a professor.
And this week, Azra is going to be our guide through the movie. And I'm going to throw it over him to give us some lowdown on it, synopsis, whatever he wants to discuss before we jump into it. So it's all yours, Azra.
Oh, okay. So yeah, just a brief synopsis is basically involves a leprechaun. He's the main antagonist in the movie. And his gold has been stolen, and he's vowed to get his gold back.
Hey, Aaron, you said you wouldn't do an Irish accent, but will you do me a Austin Powers gold accent? Gold!
I wouldn't even know where to start. I just did the other guy was like, get in my belly!
Yeah,
fat bastard.
This is about as much as I got. Although I do drink Jameson a lot, so there's that. If I have like a bottle of Jameson,
how prejudice.
I might try.
You think all Irish people drink Jameson?
Hell yeah, they told me when they came over.
You're like, all my Irish friends were the ones that brought over the Jameson.
They did.
You know what is like one of the most offensive things that I didn't realize was offensive until I started like figuring out about Irish history is an Irish car bomb. That is so offensive. Yeah. And then I started learning about the NRA and I was like, oh, that I'm not doing these anymore. I'm not going to reference these anymore. It's terrible.
Back to the movie. Back to Ezreal.
All right.
You like that voice? Is that that's pretty NPR good. Voice?
Yeah. It's perfect broadcasting voice.
Tonight on Stories to Dismember, we are talking to Ariel and Azrael, and we will be discussing the movie Leprechaun from 1993. Please donate, or we're going to be off the air soon.
Perfect. All right. So the...
Serious.
Put a game face on.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, the movie starts out with... We get right away... the first appearance of Leprechaun, and he's entering his, well, I'm assuming he's his lair, and he's by his pot of gold, and he recites a poetic warning, basically that he's going to kill anyone who steals his gold.
Yeah, I wrote it down. He says, try as they will, try as they might, who steals me gold won't live through the night. That sounded Irish, right?
You want to try it in an Irish accent?
Oh, hell no.
I think he was trying it in an Irish accent. I think that was the accent.
So then they jump to, the movie jumps ahead and to the home of Daniel and Pamela O'Grady. And they live like in a rural part of America. They can live in a rundown farmhouse. I believe Daniel refers to it as a dump. Daniel's just came back from Ireland. His mom had passed away, so he was attending the funeral. And he's eager to open a package that his wife thought was his mother's ashes that he had shipped back. And he breaks open the urn, revealing to his wife there was a sack of gold coins inside.
I would just like to interject here that he did polish off a bottle of Jameson when he got out of the limo that brought him home.
That is right, yes.
Car bombs.
Yeah. I was like, he had the label turned away from the screen when he was down in it, and I was like, oh no, I know what that is. And when he threw it on the ground, they showed it. It's yep. Jameson.
I like when movies do that, where they try to make you think it's not what it actually obviously is.
Oh, yeah, like a knockoff name. Okay, so, yeah, you're so rich. Daniel breaks open the urn. Yeah, gold, Pamela. So, yeah, he shows her that sack of coins, telling her that, you know, they're rich. He starts talking about buying a mansion, and they can get out of the house. Of course, she thinks he's crazy. She seems like he... Daniel might have lost it, or the alcohol is contributing to that. So they go inside the house. Mrs. O'Grady tells her husband that she's going to make him some tea. While she's doing that in the kitchen, she starts hearing the voice of a little girl coming from the living room. So she goes to check it out, and Daniel's suitcase on the ground is where the voice is emanating from. So she gets closer to the suitcase. The voice is, telling to let it out. And then the leprechaun emerges from the suitcase, demanding his gold. So while Mrs. O'Grady starts backing away from the leprechaun, she inadvertently falls down the stairs.
Does she fall down the stairs, or does she get pushed down the stairs?
She fell down, I believe. Oh. I want to say she kept walking backwards.
Oh, I see.
Because that leprechaun made a reference saying I should have told her to watch the step or something.
These one-liners, man.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
I know. This movie's filled with them. It's like every 5 minutes there's a one-liner. It's a little over the top.
Yeah, she falls down on her own. She might have been drunk, too.
How dare you?
So Mrs. O'Grady, she's now at the bottom of the steps. Mr. O'Grady comes out looking for his tea. And he encounters Leprechaun holding the serving tray instead of his wife. Mr. O'Grady decides to run off and grab his gun. And he finds Leprechaun in a room. He shows Leprechaun the four-leaf clover, which is believed to have like a magical protection and ward off bad luck. So once Leprechaun sees the four-leaf clover, he begins to recoil and starts pleading with Mr. O'Grady to put it away. So Mr. O'Grady then starts shooting at Leprechaun. Leprechaun manages to run down into the basement, where we find Mrs. O'Grady's dead body. And Leprechaun's behind her. He kind of uses her head like a ventriloquist, talking in her voice. So Mr. O'Grady continues shooting at the Leprechaun, and it appears to temporarily stop Leprechaun. So he seals him in a wooden crate that he conveniently had in the basement. And he puts the four-leaf clover on top of it to prevent him from escaping. Mr. O'Grady then takes gasoline that he had, pours on the crate. He ends up getting his wife out of the basement. And before he can light the match to burn up the leprechaun, he ends up suffering a stroke. So then we kind of fast forward after the murder of Mrs. O'Grady and the house has now been abandoned, and it appears to have fallen into further disrepair. So we learned that the house was recently purchased. The new occupants are a gentleman by the name of J.D. Redding and his daughter, Tori. So as they're going into the house, Tori's horrified by the condition of the house, and she's very adamant on not staying there and going to a hotel. She ends up going outside to call to make reservations, and she ends up bumping into Nathan, who is one of the painters working on the house. So at this point, Tori ends up having a change of heart after running into Nathan. She seems like she's attracted to him, and she tells her dad that she's decided to stay in the house, that she doesn't want to leave. Also, Nathan's younger brother is working with him, and the friend of Alex, who's Ozzy, they're also working there. So in the basement of the house, Leprechaun, we find the Leprechaun is still alive inside the crate. So he again uses his voice and changes it to that of a little girl, pretending to be trapped inside the crate, which lures Ozzy in. He accidentally knocks the four-leaf clover off the top of the crate, and since it's off, there's no more protection, and Leprechaun's able to break himself out. So at this point, Leprechaun's, you know, he's still looking for his gold, and we see that he does have magical powers, and he's able to close the basement door, preventing Ozzy from escaping. However, Leprechaun doesn't have his full power without his gold, and Ozzy's able to get out of the door and run outside, where he warns Nathan, Alex, and Troy about what had happened. Ozzy starts to frantically describe what Leprechaun looks like. So they all decide to go back into the basement to investigate. At this point, Leprechaun is gone. They only find a mouse, and Nathan dismisses Ozzy's claim of him seeing a leprechaun down there. Back outside, there's a very bright rainbow in the sky. I think it's probably the brightest, biggest rainbow ever. And Ozzy starts talking about, you know, the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. So he runs off. Alex goes with him to look for the pot of gold. So they do manage to find the end of the rainbow, which is by an old rusted out truck. Ozzy finds a gold coin inside, and Alex ends up finding the sack of coins, which appears behind the seat in the truck. While Ozzy's attempting to see if the gold coin is real by biting into it, he inadvertently swallows the coin. Back at the house, Tori was leaning up against a truck, and Leprechaun was hiding underneath, and he ends up slashing Tori's leg. She originally thought that Nathan was, I guess, rubbing her leg, and her dad comes out saying that, you know, she should probably go to the hospital because if the animal, if it attacked her, you know, could have rabies. So then they start hearing a cat meowing from a tree. So they go over to where the sounds are coming from. There's a hole inside of a tree. So Tori's dad sticks his hand inside and gets bitten by a leprechaun. So they all jump into the truck, head in town to the hospital. And then we find Leprechaun finds a tricycle that he found in a barn and starts following. So at the hospital, Ozzy and Alex use this opportunity to take the coin, one of the coins that they have, to a local dealer to find out the value. Yeah, at the coin shop, the owner starts mentioning, you know, it could be real. I think he said it could be worth up to like $500 in gold. But if it's older or has like historical value, I think he said it could be worth, you know, it could be priceless. So he convinces Ozzy and Alex to let him keep it overnight so he can study it more. And he did mention that there were some strange markings on the coin. So inside the shop, Leprechaun shows up and he ends up attacking the owner. He bites him and demands the owner give him back his coin. After the owner gives him the coin, Leprechaun uses a pogo stick to kill the shop owner by bouncing on top of him. And after he killed him, I thought it was kind of funny. He shines the shop owner's shoes before leaving.
Yeah, he has like this compulsion to shine shoes throughout the movie. Didn't he also say, I don't think he's going to bounce back from this one?
Another one. Yeah. Another zinger.
I don't think that scene wasn't very gory either. It does show him like crushing his chest, but it's not intensely gory.
Kind of comical. So now we catch up Leprechaun again. He's now driving down the road in a kid's type of like electric or gas powered toy pickup truck that he found from the shop. He ditched a tricycle. And I want to see he loaded up the back of the little pickup with, it looked like a big teddy bear and some other things maybe he took from the shop.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
So he, you know, he's cruising down the street. There's a cop who's sitting on the side of the road, and the cop pulls over Leprechaun. I think the cop thought it was somebody in like a mask, and Leprechaun ends up clawing the cop's face, and the cop ends up running into the woods to get away from him. Leprechaun, of course, catches up with him and snaps the cop's neck. So we go, Leprechaun ends up back at the farmhouse or the O'Grady's house. And he's now rummaging through the house looking for his gold. There's like a box of cereals that he's going through. And of course he finds a box of Lucky Charms that he decides to take a little handful of, but then he spits it out. Probably stale. And then he sits down at the table and starts shining shoes. So at this point, Nathan, Tori, Ozzy, and Alex have returned back to the house. They find it in, you know, complete disarray. However, there's a table full of the shine shoes Leprechaun left behind. So they end up decided to clean up the house. I think they dismissed it as probably a bear came inside and, you know, was rummaging around. So as they're after they're done cleaning up, they start hearing a bell ringing. So Nathan goes outside to investigate, and he ends up falling into a bear trap. At this point, Leprechaun starts attacking Nathan, and at one point, I think they're fighting. Nathan was using, I think, a flashlight. Everyone else ends up coming out just as Leprechaun's biting Nathan's leg.
I gotta ask, do you think that bear trap, do you think falling into one is bearable?
It's unbearable.
Oh, it's unbearable.
Another zinger.
That's barely even funny.
I can't think of another one. So Ozzy runs inside to call the sheriff. He calls the sheriff and to give the report about Leprechaun is attacking, to send help. I think he tells them basically send everybody, Navy, all the military, and
medicine. Send medicine.
Send medicine, yeah. I think they dismiss it as just Ozzy being Ozzy. I think he's, when they were at that truck with the rainbow, you kind of got a little more insight maybe into that he might have something going on, like he might be on the spectrum, or I think he said something's wrong with his brain, and they talked about they can use the gold to get surgery done.
Yeah, I mean, he did swallow a gold coin. Usually people, in his whole character too, he's kind of like, they were talking to, like you said, about getting him surgery to fix his brain so that he's smart. And I was like, that doesn't age well. I don't like that.
No, but, yeah, that's why I thought same thing. I'm like,
Yeah, but he's kind of like the dunce, right? Right off the bat, he's kind of the simpleton that is a trope in early 90s films.
Yeah, didn't age well, like you said. So at this point, Nathan was able to shoot Leprechaun with the shotgun. However, Leprechaun manages to get away, and Ozzy and Tori help carry Nathan to the truck to get him to the hospital. And of course, at this point, the truck won't start. I think they had a similar incident with the truck in the first time, something with a distributor cap. Alex appears to be mechanically inclined and goes out again to check under the hood. And Leprechaun emerges with the distributor cap in his mouth. So he runs back into the truck. And Leprechaun breaks out the front windshield of the truck and starts attacking him. I think during the struggle, he bit Ozzy's ear. And while they're struggling to fight Leprechaun off, Tori used the cigarette lighter inside, which it popped out pretty quick, I thought. Those take a little bit to charge up. But you end up burning.
They do, they do at least take like 30 seconds to get hot.
It's pretty.
But he did put it out in his face, and maybe, you know, maybe he smokes so much that he always has it popped in. You know, maybe he's rigged it.
Yeah, it was an older truck. So Leprechaun retreats to the barn, and then he ends up busting through the barn doors with his little truck and drives it into their pickup truck, causing it to flip over. Everyone in the truck manages to get out, and they run back into the house. And as they were closing the door behind them, Leprechaun's hand gets caught in the door and is severed. As I think they jump to the sheriff is dispatching. He calls it the officer that Leprechaun originally attacked over the radio. So Leprechaun acknowledges the call. He uses, again, he mimics the cop's voice. And back at the house, this is when Troy and Nathan learn about Ozzy swallowing, they learn about the gold coin or the coins that they found. And they end up, armed with the shotgun. Yeah, Troy goes out to the well or Tori goes out to the well.
I like I like when Nathan asks her, "You ever use a shotgun before?" She's like, "Nope."
Yeah, it's just like in the movies. Yeah, so she goes out armed with the shotgun. Tori goes to the well. Alex told her to find the gold. And just as she brings up the well, or the bucket from the well, grabs the gold. Of course, Leprechaun appears. And she knows he wants the gold, so she hands him over the little sack. And he's like overly excited about it. And he gives her a kiss before he takes or sits down to start counting the coins. While he's counting out his coins, because he had 100 total, he realizes that one of his coins is missing. Back at the house, Leprechaun ends up coming out of the fridge and attacks Alex. So Nathan, with the shotgun, starts shooting at Leprechaun. And Leprechaun, of course, gets away. And they continue chasing him throughout the house. And then it's at this point, Ozzy informs the group that the coin that Leprechaun's looking for is the one that he had swallowed. So Ozzy then mentions that Mr. O'Grady might know how to stop Leprechaun. Nathan tells everyone that, O'Grady had the stroke. I think I want to say it was like, 10 years had passed, but that he's been in a nursing home since then. So they decided Tori's going to go to the nursing home to talk to Mr. O'Grady to see if he knows, what would stop Leprechaun. So, of course, Leprechaun's waiting outside, and Ozzy and Nathan start throwing shoes at him to distract him while she takes off and heads to the nursing home. At the nursing home, Tori finds Mr. O'Grady's room, and she starts, asking about Leprechaun and, what to do to stop him, and thinking that's who's sitting in the chair or the wheelchair. And as he turns around, it's, of course, Leprechaun. And he starts chasing after her in a wheelchair. Tori manages to get away. She gets into an elevator. While inside the elevator, Mr. O'Grady falls from the inside of the elevator. He's still alive, but he's all cut up, bleeding. And he goes on to tell Tori how to stop the leprechaun. And he tells her that the only way to do it is with a freshly plucked four-leaf clover. And that it has to be put against the body of Leprechaun, and then that he can be killed.
Have you guys ever found a four-leaf clover?
No.
I have.
Really?
Several times. Yeah, I'm pretty good at finding stuff. I find them a lot, but that's just because I'm staring at the ground mostly. What about you, Aaron?
No, never.
Okay, well, it looks like I am the only one who's going to survive this movie.
I guess so.
Did you find them in a clover field patch?
No, not entirely all clovers. So it wasn't like finding a needle in a needle stack, but it was just like a field, and I was just walking. I garden a lot. So I weed and pick out stuff. And Yeah, I found at least two in my life that I can remember. I think they're pretty common. I mean, they're not impossible to find, but
not as rare as the movie would make it seem.
Well, I mean, it was obviously common enough that they ended up finding one, right? So
eventually, right? Well, at least two of them.
You had to bleed,
right? Right, and that guy in the beginning had a freshly picked one too. So, yeah. So I guess, with the four leaf clover that he put on the box that he, locked the leprechaun in, I guess that kind of got dry over time. So I guess that still works.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, but I guess it has to be up against his body to destroy him, right?
Yeah, that's what O'Grady
said. Gotcha. Okay.
So Tori goes, she does find she goes back to the house, right? Well, she goes somewhere to find, I don't even know, was it at the house where she found the Cloverfield patch? Might have been another location.
Yeah,
back in the house. No, I think it was at the house.
Yeah, was at the house? Okay.
Yeah, because it had a big field.
I remember it was like super green too, where she was searching.
The previous owner, I think his name O'Grady, he probably threw some clover seeds down like no other just to make sure that nothing would leave that house.
He had a jar of heirloom seeds.
Yeah, only fours. Right.
No GMOs on his property.
Definitely not.
So while Tori's looking for the four-leaf clover, Leprechaun, shows up and starts chasing her. She manages to find a police car, thinking the cop's in there looking for help. However, it's that officer that Leprechaun killed. She does manage to take the cop's PR-24 and jam it into Leprechaun's eye. And Leprechaun replaces it with the cop's eye. I think he says like an eye for an eye.
Yeah, eye for an eye.
Ozzy and Nathan show up. They left Alex back at the house. Nathan shoots Leprechaun. So they all go back to the field and start looking for the four-leaf clover. And Ozzy did he find it?
The clover?
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, he thought he found one, but he didn't.
Oh, it was three. That's right.
And then Tori starts to give up, and Alex tells her, you just need to believe. And that's right.
Yeah, she finds it.
I think that's why I keep finding four leaf clovers. I just believe and they show up.
You need to believe, mm-hmm. Azriel. You need to believe.
Have faith. Mm-hmm. So while they're all out by the looking for the four leaf clover, Alex decides to go on his own and he starts looking around in the barn to try to find one. And he encounters Leprechaun, and Leprechaun starts attacking him. Nathan and Tori and Ozzy show up. So to save Alex, Ozzy tells Leprechaun that, he swallowed his last coin, and Leprechaun starts chasing after Ozzy. Once he tackles him to the ground, he takes off his gold belt buckle and starts slashing at Ozzy's face, demanding his coin. Alex now turns going to save Ozzy. He takes the four-leaf clover and attaches it with some bubble gum. And uses his slingshot that he had to fire it into Leprechaun's mouth.
He had a good one-liner, too. What'd you say?
Fuck you, Lucky Charms.
Yes. Hey, Lep, fuck you, Lucky Charms.
I'm pretty sure that was it. Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't they also, throw a pair of shoes at him so that he would, shine the shoes to distract him?
Yeah, when she was getting away, they were throwing shoes, and he'd pick them up and shine them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a leprechaun thing. It's kind of like with like vampires. Like if you drop a bunch of beans or something, they have to count the beans.
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of when they threw the shoes at him and he's just like, ah, I got to shine these shoes.
Yeah. Well, they did kind of explain it earlier in the movie when he said he was a shoemaker.
Yes. So. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like a cobbler.
Yeah.
He's like, that's why me got me belt buckles.
So Leprechaun, now he's got the four-leaf clover in his mouth, and he starts to somewhat melt. And then he ends up falling into the well, and you see some green lights going. And they think he's gone, and then he appears all melted and comes back up to the top saying that, he wants his gold. Nathan ends up torching the well.
He's pretty goopy at this point.
Yeah, he's like a melted candle.
It's pretty gross.
So now it jumps to it's now morning. The cavalry has finally arrived, and we get a last glimpse of the well, still burning, and then Leprechaun gives you can hear his voice. He's still alive, and he gives another poem about I'll not rest until he has his gold.
Yeah, I'll find the magic to
break. I think it's breaks me spell.
How'd that go?
Breaks me spell. And it ends. That's it.
That's it. Finn. I would like to apologize to our Irish fans. Sorry.
Yes.
We love you guys.
So you said that's it, but I could have swore there was so many other Leprechaun movies.
Oh, yeah. 20, yes. 30.
So his energy leaves his body, right? That's the green light that we see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess that has to come back. Otherwise, how does he get into the hood or space?
Right. Yeah. There's seven.
There's other movies? Six others, I think.
And there's another one supposed to be coming out. It's a reboot that's not been announced yet.
Mm. Yeah, I want to see it.
Steady paycheck.
Yeah. Because I think he played. I think he played. What's his name? Warwick. Daniel. Warwick Davis. Mm-hmm. I think he's played Leprechaun in all the movies.
I think he's played all of them. Yeah. But I think that the new one that's coming out is supposed to have Peter Dinklage in it.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard, but I can't corroborate that. Yeah. But I was like, wow, Peter Dinklage? Like, I thought he was pretty against being in films that represented, you know, people like that, you know, to be in these comical kind of positions, or, you know, having them be the evil character in some comedic way. But I don't know. I think you said they were going to change it. They were going to like reboot it, but also reimagine it. So we'll see what comes out of it. Yeah. Maybe he's no longer a part of that piece of work at this point.
That would be interesting. He's a ladies' man, so I can see how they could change it.
Yeah, instead of being like creepy one-liners, kind of like Freddy Krueger, he could be like, you know, like Blackula, you know, where he's like sexy and he has like these seductive kind of, he's like the cool guy, you know, but he still has one-liners.
And he still wants his gold.
Right, but he's like, yeah, but I want that gold.
Give me that gold, baby. Well, all right. This is the part of the show where we do give you our reviews and ratings, and we do rate on a 10 scale using some description from the movie, usually humorous, we try to be, sometimes gory, sometimes scary. It all depends on how we feel. And since this movie was my pick, you're welcome, Ariel will get to kick off the reviews this week.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't really have that much to say about this movie. There's not a whole lot to pick apart, so I'm going to make mine pretty short. The acting was pretty good in this film, which is surprising. This is one of those movies that you watch if you're into horror films, but it's not one of those that that you really watch by yourself. It's better watched with a bunch of friends while you're drinking Jameson. Or if, you know, you're a kid and you're eating a bunch of popcorn and drinking soda late at night, you watch this with your friends. It is, I want to say, besides the F word, pretty age appropriate for a younger audience. So, it's definitely the right type of movie that gets you into horror, because it's not over the top gory. There's nothing wildly inappropriate about it. So I do give it props for being, you know, more accessible, I guess, to a younger age group. I didn't watch this film for the first time until I was in my 30s. So I totally missed the mark on that one. I didn't get the whole childhood nostalgia with this movie, unfortunately. I do feel like if I watched this movie when I was a teenager, I would have liked it more. But unfortunately, as a 30-something-year-old, it just wasn't as entertaining for me. And the gratuitous one-liners kind of took me out of it. The end effects of the leprechaun melting were like my favorite scene out of the whole movie. And they were great, great effects for that part. So because of that, with all of that taken into consideration, I want to give it a 3.5 So Azrael is the partial pointer. So I'll go 4 out of 10. I don't want to take that away from Azrael. So I'm going to go 4 out of 10. I'm going to round up. 4 out of 10 pogo sticks.
Nice.
All right. 4 out of 10. That's pretty good. Not bad. Not good. All right. I know Azrael was our guide for the movie, but since it was my pick, I'll go ahead and ask him to go next.
Okay. So I saw the movie when I was, I want to say like 7 or 8, and I did like it when it came out, you know, looking back, and you know, this is the second time watching it, so it was a while ago. Yeah, like Ariel said, you know, it's not scary. I think it's more like a comical humor. It's like, as she said, the acting was pretty good. It's not surprisingly bad, as you would expect. So I don't know, I guess it'd be like a B horror film. It's kind of cheesy in a lot of things. Some of the stuff maybe hasn't compared to now. It's dated. I guess it's age hasn't, you know, it's, you could tell it's from the 90s, but I think around that same time you had a lot of the films that's kind of similar. So I'm not sure what you really consider it, but kind of like Evil Dead-ish, I guess, in a way, the humor, but
I would say Freddy Krueger, right? Nightmare on Elm Street. Like the comedy is very much like that, but it's just not as gory.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, I was a kid when I watched it, but it was something I could feel comfortable, like my son watching, and I'd be like,
you can watch it with your parents. Yeah. You don't have to explain anything or tell your kids to like cover their eyes, you know, for a part.
No, I think
you more just tell them, don't say the F word.
Right. Yeah, it's more of laughs. I think it does have a, maybe it's like a cult status, at least for the first movie. You know, you could have did this one and not made any more and it would have been perfect, but it's definitely worth watching at least one time. And I think you have to be into that funny horror type to appreciate it. So as a rating, I would give it a 4.8 pots of gold.
Right. That's pretty good. 4.8 and a 4. Everything pretty much both of you guys have said, I totally agree with. And a lot of stuff I was going to say, you guys have said, so I'm not going to rehash all that again, because I do definitely agree. And I do agree with your ratings on the movie. And I think kind of the novelty of Jennifer Aniston being in the movie now that she's, you know, famous kind of wears off after a while. But she does do a great job in this movie, and all the actors do. They play their parts like they should. And you can tell she had a future in acting just from this movie. I know she doesn't like it.
She hated this movie.
Yeah. But you could
she tell, won't talk about it in interviews.
Yeah, nope. You tell she had some acting chops, and though you could see some of her in that character in that movie that we saw from her roles after that. So I think it's always funny when she drops an F-bomb, even now, you know, after watching Friends, if anybody's watched Friends, you know, from being that one character, and now you see her in movies and it seems like every movie she makes, she has to drop an F-bomb. And I think it's hilarious. I'm kind of the same way like that with my wife. Whenever she drops an F-bomb, I think it's cute. I know it's weird. I will give this movie, I'm going to go with Ariel on this one. I'm going to give it 4 Jennifer Aniston dropping F-bombs out of 10.
I was going to say, too, you could say Jennifer Aniston quilt pants. She had those crazy pants.
Or L.A. Gears. Oh, my God. Yeah. Does everybody remember L.A. Gears?
No. Well, I remember it was like a clothing brand. But No, I don't remember the style. I think I was too young to even care about that brand.
Yeah. And then all the old people out there with me, we remember L.A. Gear.
Was it the shoes?
Yeah. That was their
shoes. They light up, right?
Some of them did. Hers didn't.
Okay. I had light up ones.
Like that scene in the movie where she doesn't want to eat an animal, kill a cow to eat meat or whatever, and he takes off her shoe and goes, "What do you think this came from?"
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, all right. There you go. If you watch the movie Leprechaun and you agree with our ratings or disagree, or you have your own thoughts and views on the movie, you can always let us know at storiestodismember@gmail.com. You can also find us on social medias. Just search for Stories to Dismember, Facebook group, Instagram, TikTok, all the good stuff. You can also send us a text message at 817-405-4196 and leave us a message, leave us a request, leave us a suggestion for a monthly theme or a movie you would like us to cover, and we can get that done for you. Well, that was a continuation of our Celtic Horror Month, and next week we are doing a pick from Ariel in the movie. What are we doing next week? Shrooms? Are we doing Shrooms next week? I mean, are we watching?
Yes, we are doing 2007 Shrooms.
We're watching, right? Shrooms. Nice. Yeah, so be my first time, and always love first time horror movies. It's always a little more exciting when you get to watch something brand new or something one of your cohorts have picked, just to see what they got. What they're getting you into. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Whoa, what was that? Did y'all hear that?
No.
Mm-mm, you're hearing stuff. You're going crazy.
Yeah.
You're doing shrooms.
Shrooms are already kicking in. See, we can get this done quick. All righty, guys. Well, I had fun hanging out with you two. And I always have fun hanging out with our listeners out there. We love you guys. And we'll see you back on the next episode. Goodbye.
Ta-ta.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Stories to Dismember podcast. Please be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, and leave a rating. You can contact us at storiestodismember@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you. You can also follow us on TikTok at Stories to Dismember. The music for Stories to Dismember is provided by Windfeather. Can't wait to hang out with you next time. Bye-bye.